is the Messiah, the Son of God, the Savior. That's my belief, and I stand by it. Although many things in this book may be controversial, disturbing, or confusing to others, it is not meant to be. If anything is challenged about the biblical and historical Jesus, it's not about Jesus himself. Rather, it would be from the occasional flaws of the gospel writers themselves. After all, we're all human, capable of error, then and now. Please approach this book the same way I do. Keep an open mind as I have, and continue to believe in the Jesus we don't necessarily have all the facts about, which really doesn't matter in the end. Only our faith matters concerning Jesus of Nazareth, the one true living Son of God. I would like to address one issue. There can be a problem for the Bible-only fundamentalism that many believers adhere to. It's always a risk to take Bible passages out of context to support one's belief or position. I've often heard others say, "I only believe what the Bible says." Yet, what does that really mean? How does one know if what he or she reads literally from the Gospels is accurate according to their knowledge of the words of sacred Scripture? It's easy and tempting to read select passages from the Bible and believe you know exactly what every passage means. But some writings in Scripture are symbolic in nature, some are poetic, others are parables or allegories, some contradict other passages, etc. Then there's the often familiar statements, "I know Jesus," or "Do you know Jesus Christ?" Well, maybe someone does, maybe not. One issue that deserves consideration for those who claim to believe only what the Bible tells them is this. If one does not know the original languages of the ancient biblical text, Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek, then one cannot read the original sources of these biblical texts to really understand what they were saying 2,000 years ago. Instead, without this linguistic background, a person is relying on other interpretations of the sacred scriptures that one takes at face value as being accurate. That means that you trust those who may or may not have this background as a source of what you believe. This can be a serious problem for those who blindly believe what others have interpreted and translated in sacred scripture. How would you know a particular translation is accurate if you don't have knowledge of the ancient languages to cross-check their accuracies? That's why it's important to trust the judgment of modern scholars who do have that background in keeping an open mind to what may or may not be accurate according to one's reading of the Bible and believing every word as stated without any chance to check the sources out. This is a real problem with those who rely on the King James Version of the Bible. Modern scholarship has pointed out serious errors in many scriptural passages in light of recent discoveries of the Dead Sea Scrolls and the Nag Hammadi texts of Egypt. These ancient sources were not available when the King James Bible came into being. Although arguably the most poetic of all Bible translations, it is inaccurate in dozens of passages in the Bible. For example, the use of the word Jehovah found throughout this Bible as a term for the name of God is completely inaccurate. The literal translation of God's name is Yahweh, which is agreed upon by most scholars today in Jewish, Catholic, Eastern Orthodox, and Protestant circles. While a religious studies student at the University of Montana, Missoula, Montana, I had the privilege of taking many courses from the world-renowned New Testament scholar Robert Funk, founder of the Jesus Seminar and author of many books on Jesus Christ. One of my courses was called Gospel Pericopes. What does that mean? It's taking several verses or a paragraph or two of common themes of the Gospels and analyzing them with each other. For example, studying what each Gospel says about Jesus walking on water. By comparing the different Gospel versions of this pericope, one can see similarities and differences in each story. It helps one to gain a broader perspective of what these individual stories say and mean to the faith.